I'm just hitting the record button and going. I've got no plan. No plan at all. Okay, so in Taiwan, what's developing is the COVID outbreak thing is calming down substantially. It was at about even 400 new cases a day. The reporting systems were lagging, so they kept improving them and getting more real time reporting. And it seems that the lag is gone. Looking back, it may have been even over four, possibly over. I don't see the numbers. They don't show them all in retrospect. They don't have it easy to see, but it's possible some numbers are up to over 500 new cases a day. I know that they were 200 new cases a day at one point. And in the last week, it was floating high 300, then 280 something, 250 something, and now 175 new cases, really, really low. And so the virus, it needs about 2 weeks before you see symptoms. And so it's been right about a month of quarantine stuff in effect. And so people may have been contagious and not known it, and passing on other people who are contagious and not known it. Other people may have had some symptoms but didn't take it seriously and waited. And so it about a month is a good opportunity. It's a good window to show whether the restrictions were effective. And they have been. The whole plandemic argument. Judy Mikovits, her interview. It's gone around. People have seen it. She worked with Fauci. Bill Gates was funding it. Bill Gates can't stop talking about how he wants to get the population down to 2 billion. Just thinks it's so wonderful. The population should be 2 billion. So who's going to kill 6 billion people? And he's funding the laboratory where the outbreak came from. All right. I go back to what's happening in New York, the Washington Square protests. And I compare all this from the perspective of what's happening in Taiwan. I'm here. The main problems of the outbreak are the dense cities in and around Taipei. Taipei is laid out a lot like New York in a sense. It has very large, substantial cities nearby. There's Taoyuan, where the airport is, the big airport near Taipei. You fly to Taipei, you're going to go to Taoyuan Airport. Okay, so people live in Taoyuan and work in Taipei. People live in Taipei and work in Taoyuan. I don't know why they don't just live in the same place, but whatever. So people are going back and forth, and it's those dense areas where the outbreak is worse. If they shut down those areas where the outbreak is worse, they shut down a major substantial portion of the economy. So they do semi-shutdown across the whole country so that the maximum number of people can keep working while minimizing the risk and keeping this equilibrium. That's kind of what's going on. Now, it's controversial because all of the city mayors, they should be called governors based on population and size, and administration lines, but Chinese translation is terrible, whether you're talking China or Taiwan. So the so-called mayors wanted to shut down their own so-called cities, should be provinces, for 2 weeks. Instead, the whole country is on semi-shutdown for a month. This is controversial. Taiwanese argue about this. Why won't the Minister of Health allow them to do this? Does he really have that power? Okay. Taiwanese are not rioting. They're bearing up together. They're working together. They love each other. They're getting along with each other. They're saying, well, it is working. It's not, it might not be best. It's working. Let's get through this. That's the biggest thing. And the family moment and the team moment is really shining. Now, there are idiots. I was out. I don't want to say where, but I've been out at the stores. I see these girls walking in, total sissies wearing face shields and masks and gloves. And it's like, we, in the last month, we've had 20 new cases in the whole area and none of them here. You know, one day someone traveled here and they gave it to no one a month ago. What the heck are you wearing a face shield and gloves for? You know, just follow the law and wear a mask and wash your hands, you know, but you get a lot, there's some fear, and a lot of Taiwanese think that it's ridiculous. I'm running around with a t-shirt. I took a marker and wrote in Chinese, do not fear, biao pa. And so, you know, that's been, people actually ask me where I got the shirt. I'm like, I wrote it. I got it. I just bought a blank t-shirt and wrote it with a marker. What marker did you use? A black one, you know? So, you know, that's a thing. I might start, maybe I should auction the shirt. I should make a do not fear shirt and try to sell it. Wouldn't that be cool? Maybe I will. So, no, that Taiwan's having, I mean, they've got their idiots, but they've got a massive team moment. And I look at this and I'm going, okay, Apple and Google are getting fed up with government coming in with subpoenas, trying to take people's private information. And now we've got the plandemic theory, Bill Gates. And then we've got parties turning into raves and riots in Washington Square, which is in New York, for those of you in Reed Rapids. Look, got a question for you. Who gave Bill Gates his money? Okay, I got another question for you. You know, China, this virus came from China, right? Because China did badly. Who gave China their money? Let's look at, I mean, no, I'm not trying to be rude or condescending, but we need a moment of self-honesty. We're never going to go forward if we're not honest with ourselves. You know, I was thinking about it. There's a story that I've heard of where there's this guy that married this girl and just wooed her and just made her fall in love with him. But he had so many personal issues. He just totally messed up her and her family. And I don't know if they'll be, if their family will get through it. And I was sitting thinking about this. I'm like, well, that guy really did them dirty because he wouldn't deal with his own stuff before he got involved with others. But maybe they should have known better also. That's a hard part about it. Someone comes in and dupes you. You fell for it. You let yourself get fooled. And that's not easy to hear. But dealing with that part of the truth, however deep and true it is or isn't, dealing with whatever responsibility you bear is the only way that you're going to get through the hardship that someone else made for you. You do have a part. You're not just a pinball in a pinball machine. You bear more than zero responsibility. And that little part is what you can focus on. Americans shopped at Walmart. Okay, Sunday church people made all these rules. They're the ones that said, don't have sex until after the wedding. That's what they meant. They said, you got to be married first. Where was Sunday morning church helping people know whether you'd be able to stay together with a person for life and how to stay together with a person for life? Where was the help on figuring that out, on knowing whether it'll be doable and then actually doing it? It wasn't there. It's just, well, you save it for marriage. And that's pretty much it. By marriage, they mean the wedding. That's because that's what they're all thinking. You know, I don't think the wedding's necessary. I think that the marriage happens when you start. Who bought Windows instead of Apple computers? Or Linux? Who gave Bill Gates his money? Who gave China their money? The Walmart shoppers driving, spending 50 cents in gas to save 5 cents on a product? We bear responsibility. We bear responsibility. See you tomorrow.